Could ammonia be the fuel of the future? Alaska Electric Light and Power and Juneau Renewable Energy Advocate Bill Letty want to find out. As KTOO's John Ryan reports, they've applied for an $800,000 grant from the state's Renewable Energy Fund to turn air, water, and electricity into ammonia.
The demonstration-scale ammonia reactor would use hydropower to develop fuel from inputs that are widely available in southeast Alaska and would not produce greenhouse gases like fossil fuels do. Bill Leedy says ammonia could be transported and burned much more easily than pure hydrogen. That's another gas that's often touted as the fuel of the future. Ammonia is the main ingredient of nitrogen fertilizer, and it's currently made from natural gas in an energy-intensive process. AEL&P wants to use a relatively untested solid-state technology to make ammonia. The technology only exists in laboratories today. The state grant would enable the technology to be scaled up and leave the lab for the first time. Ammonia is NH3, mostly hydrogen in other words, and Leedy says the main products of burning it would be water vapor and nitrogen. Those are the two main components of the Earth's atmosphere. Scott Willis of AEL&P says his vision is a Southeast Alaska that gets all its energy from renewable sources.
If you generate ammonia or hydrogen and can use that in engines and those kinds of things, maybe this is where the hydrogen economy really starts, is in Southeast Alaska. Now, that's all real pie in the sky and a long ways away, but it's something I think we need to think about.
Bill Leedy says ammonia could someday replace the expensive diesel fuel that drains so much cash from Alaska's village economies.
If there is a village of a couple of hundred people that has a renewable resource, whether it's wind or current in the Yukon River or tidal energy, something like that, that can be harvested and converted to ammonia fuel and then stored locally in enough quantity to get you through those times of year when the renewable resource is not available, then we could have an energy-independent community and perhaps prevent the decline of Alaska's villages and small communities.
This year, the Alaska legislature dedicated $300 million to renewable energy grants to be awarded over the next 5 years. For its first round of grants, the Alaska Energy Authority received 110 requests for funding. The proposals range wildly in size. The smallest, a request for $25,000 for a reconnaissance study of possible new energy sources in